Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. Feels so good. I like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who took time out today at 6 o'clock to rock out with us. I know the schedule's been off. I appreciate you rocking with me. It's just been tough. It's been some tough times, but we've been making it do what it do. So I do appreciate you. I'm very thankful for everybody who is on the line and just the different doors that are opening. Hopefully there are new doors opening for your life as there are new doors opening for me in my life. I'm actually, tomorrow's my last day at my job as a substance abuse counselor, and I am moving on to a new venture, so I actually start my new job on Monday, July 1st. Very, very thankful. Just started the year off really, really good, and I'm very thankful just how things are with a lot of new beginnings, but just how things are evolving, and I'm just growing in the process. So just got to, first and foremost, give a big shout-out to God and just thank him for all that he's doing and continue to do in my life, and I continue to pray over my life. So with that being said, to anybody, if you don't have anything going on July 27th, please come out to Illusions Open Mic Night featuring Angel, who is a singer-songwriter, awesome singer-songwriter, and she's also on the Illusions team, and she's going to be rocking the mic. So we had fun the last show on the 15th, and Dexter and Unique tore it up. Dynamic show. So just thankful to have you all. And everybody who's listening, you're all coming out, but everybody who's listening via web, I just want to give a big shout out because there are more of you than we have callers, which I'm very thankful because you take time out on your busy schedule to rock out with us all over the world. So I appreciate the love, support, and the connections that you give us. And I appreciate you guys hitting me up via inbox, via phone, the whole nine. Just let me know that you're listening, because a lot of people are inspired by the different people you actually hear the live and also the tracks that we play. So I'm thankful for all that you do. So with that being said, got a track probably already heard before, but this is Dion Ballard with Visionaries. And I love the fact that he says visionaries, because I always say metaphor visionaries, you know, because you never know. We're using words, either through words, through comedy, through songs, through skits, through whatever to express our visions to you, and whatever we see and we share with you, it touched us and then we passed it to you. So it's just amazing how words, and that the words that were coming out of our mouth, you know, how we speak life over different things. So with that being said, my homie, Dion Ballard, y'all please enjoy Visionaries.
Thank you.
Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Chosen vessels much needed. Vision is the root word. See well beyond our peripheral. Sight is placed in psyche by the Most High God. Others may not see when it's erected. They feeling the anointing is gift. Seeing the spirits of damnation being lifted. Able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries are givers, not only in their physical. They give of their dreams to walk upon earth. They run without faint, even when it seems they ran out of steam. The engine keeps coasting on their faith, motivated to keep on reaching. The Lord's prayer will restore their place, so the captives would be free. See, they could dream dreams also. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. Visionaries able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. The young will dream dreams while the visionaries pronounce their vision, insightful, increasing their territory. Wholeness mindful from what their enemy so long had hidden. The Lord said, I give these things, my humble visionaries. For the people can realize it's me. Dream on as you're led strong in spirit and truth. Others may run. Doubt when it's scary. Visionaries moving through the darkness with faith and prayer as they tarry. As he helps his visionaries ease the load that we carry. Visionaries to be able to look through the clouds when there's a storm. Yes, he or she is not the norm. He or she is not the norm. Visionaries, he or she are not the norm.
Everybody, I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Here, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it,
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed that track about visionaries by Dion Ballard. He is the founder and CEO of Enlisted Media and Enlisted Soldiers, and just doing some major things in his community in Springfield, Massachusetts. So just big ups to Dion Ballard for all that he's doing for his community. And with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines for anybody who wants to spit, runs on the mic, doing things, whatever it is that you do, feel free to do that. And for anybody who wants to call in, because if you listen via web, I can't see you. So that phone number is 323-642-1532. So I'd like to give everybody a shout out who calls in, because you call in. I might call out your area code, but I won't put you on blast and nothing like that. This is just me paying homage to you and saying thank you for calling in, because you could have been anywhere else, but you chose to rock out with us. That means a lot to me. So, without further ado, get our first caller on the line. We got Miss Nikki in the building. What's up? What's up?
Hey, Tana. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. How's your week going?
It's going great. It's been some mixed emotions with the, you know, transition to a new job, but very thankful.
Hey, it's for you. It's time.
Yes, 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 I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about it. What's been going your way?
I've been good, actually. I told you it's hot. It's, you know, it gets hot, hot, and cold, cold here. So now it's hot, hot, and I'm trying to beat the heat and find somewhere in the house that's cool. Yeah.
What do you mean about the heat?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They say yesterday it was 104.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a new grandma.
This is 104 your way?
I have my second grandson. Yes.
Okay.
I had my second grandson. Well, I didn't have him. My second grandson was born Sunday at 12:21.
Oh, really? Congratulations.
Excited about that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So
what's his name?
A little
I'm being nosy.
Oh, Rico Noel.
Oh, wow. Rico.
Yeah, Rico. Rico Suave.
Go ahead now. You got it going on already.
Right.
You got a
smooth name. With his little self. He was 6'1", but he here, a little bundle of joy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Please tell us that. Congratulations.
I surely will. I surely will.
Well, I'm going to hit you with a double whammy, if you don't mind. Could you hit me with two pieces, lady, back to back?
Oh. Okay. This one right here. Okay, let me get composed. Okay, love versus fear. Nervously, anxiety, anxiously waiting, heart racing, sweaty palms, head spinning from not knowing what I was facing. Mind wandering, feelings of despair. Realizing and understanding new things, I'm scared. Scared of going forward, being unsure and unaware of what can happen next. Fantasizing, daydreaming, imagining, because it's no easy test. Still hopeful, positive, knowing that having knowledge is to live. Knowing when to run and when to give. In freely, consciously alarmed, emotions are everywhere. Slow it down, take a deep breath. You feel that? It's in the air. Butterflies, Twitter pating. You wonder because you've been waiting for so long, but you stop. You look in the mirror and you stare. Like, something's wrong, but you stand still, asking yourself, how did I get here? What is this you're feeling? Well, I've just described the definition of love versus fear.
All right, Nikki, I need a huge favor from you.
Yeah.
I have an emergency. Could you please take over my show for the next 15 minutes? Please pray for my son. Something happened to his knee in practice. I got to go. If y'all could just take over the show, you and Carlos put both of y'all on, and y'all do your thing, and I got to go.
Okay.
Wow. Sorry to hear that, China.
Sending prayers.
But
yes.
I'm here
for
y'all.
Prayers.
And what can I do? We can't play tracks or nothing. I will show this one track with y'all that I wrote, and then Nikki is going to be all up to you from there. But,
okay.
And this is for China. Just too bad she's not going to be able to hear it right now. But check this out, y'all. I said, China, guess what, baby? Your shows give us inspiration. And it's not just there in Kinston. It's all across the nation. And if I understand this correctly, it's not just the U.S., it's all around the world. And for you to inspire a butthole like me, China, you must be a powerful girl. And again, I say thank you for bringing me to the light. And I'm leaving all that negativity behind. And I'm going to do what's right. And I'm going to do God's will. I will also pursue my dreams. For I know that all things are possible. Nothing is quite as hard as it seems. See, the choice is yours. And it's the path you choose to take. You can do what's right and be blessed. Or you can be hard-headed and be forced to wait. See, now that I've changed, the doors have started to open. And I'm going directly to where I want to go from the words that I have spoken. And God is doing his part. He showed me his blessings every day. My whole point is you can fulfill your dreams also. Just be aware of what you say. Y'all stay positive. Be motivated. You can become hype or even hyper. And if you need a word of inspiration, just join us here on the Lyrical Cypher. And that's that, y'all.
That was awesome.
And that was just one of the tracks that I shared, man. And thanks to China, man. She's helped reach a lot of people. And I'm sorry that the emergency came up, y'all. And I can't share tracks and stuff with y'all because I'm not sitting in front of my laptop, man. So I will tell everybody to keep your head up and stay motivated, stay positive. And, yo, what else can I say, y'all? Nikki, you got something you want to share with them?
Stay positive because it's a lot of negative things and a lot of negative people out there is willing to tear you down. You don't need that in your life. So just stay positive and keep God first. And that's the main thing, keeping him first. Because through him, anything is possible. I have this one here. It's called Queen. Well, no, I'm going to do, I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I'm going to do Thanksgiving because it's about the elders. So I'm going to do Thanksgiving. And it says, it's almost Thanksgiving, and I do feel a little down. For you see, I have none of my elders around. Mom, Dad, Grandpa, Grandma, they are all in a better place. But I'm still here to keep up the pace. Food is being cooked. We got greens, beans, potatoes, fried green tomatoes. That was just a few things on the menu. Whatever else you put on your plate. That was all up to you. The relatives had all arrived in town, and man, oh man, it's about to go down. So I ask you, what are you thankful for? We all held hands, closed our eyes, and bowed our heads, gave thanks to God for our souls to be fed. From living room to dining room, some even sitting in bedrooms on beds. The house is full. We sit and eat till our bellies are full. I'm thankful for all the teachings, blessings, and lessons I've learned. My elders are all gone, and I have moved on, and all have moved on. So it's up to me to carry the memory on. So I give thanks to them every day, not just on Thanksgiving. So Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, and Dad, thanks for giving me the wisdom, knowledge, and compassion to give to others as you gave and instilled in me. Happy Thanksgiving. Like I said, I know it's not Thanksgiving, but I mean, it's about the elders. You learn
right.
so much
That's right.
From your elders. And when you start having kids, like I started having kids, I have four girls, and some of the stuff that I was taught, I try to teach my girls, but it's up to them to get it. I got it, but it's up to them to get it like I learned it. And, you know, all I can do is pass it on to them and hope they can pass it on to their own kids and, you know, their kids after that. I'm a grandma twice over now, and it feels good. So, I mean, just learn to respect your elders, you guys, because trust me, they got a lot more wisdom than you think. And they've been here a lot more longer than You think they have.
I ain't kidding.
You have
wow,
anything
y'all.
Else?
This was a surprise for us, y'all. So, like I said, I can't even, I can share with y'all one of my most favorite ones. My favorite. Hold on. And I'm sorry, y'all. I think this is going to be about. Okay, here we go. That's better?
Yes.
Yeah. Better echo here.
All right, y'all. I'm going to share with y'all my favorite story, y'all, is the preacher and the dope fiend. how it go? See, this is something that I know to be true, y'all, and it's not just something that I've seen. I'm going to share with y'all this story, and to God I give the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. You see, the preacher was just out. The dope fiend was out in the neighborhood. He was just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, trying to buy himself a beer, and they asked him to buy him one too. He was just hustling up some change to get him a blast. He was stopping everybody in front of the store. But no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough, y'all. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher, and he said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you would come to my church one time." And the fiend was like, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, there's no problem at all. Just tell that reverend where you stay." So he gave him some clothes, and he dressed him up. And every Sunday, he'd give him a ride. Well, this week, he got a dollar. The next, he got two. And by the third, that fiend was up to five. But see, the preacher was happy because he was winning the soul. So he continued just to show him some love. But that fiend was a hustler. He was a real smooth brother. And now he ain't getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Yo, preacher man, I just love the fish. Let's slip off and run down to the creek." But the preacher was like, "Man, you know we got revival right now, but we can go for show next week." So after church, all week long, the fiend, he had plenty of dough. And it was time for them to go fishing. He was excited and ready to go. But the preacher, he had supply. All of the tackle and all of the bait. And no need to question that fiend's money, because we all know it's fake. But while they was out there on that boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. He figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road that you're on. And we would do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. Said I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." But the fiend was like, "Man, that was a long time ago. They had to be way back in the days. So this stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Yo, real, look in here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." But the fiend said, "Well, look in here. Let me show you something." So he reached down in his pocket. And then he pulled out his stem. And then he pulled out enough crack for the opal. The rev said, "Son," he pulled out enough crack for the both of them. The fiend said, "If God's as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now, the preacher felt intimidated because the fiend had just called him out. So he reached out and grabbed that stem and put it in his mouth. And he hit it hard just to show the fiend that it did inhale. And by the time that he pulled out that smoke, the rev was high as well. But the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. But finally, they done quit fishing, and they was headed home. And that preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. Then he looked at that fiend. He said, "Yo, I told you that it wouldn't hurt. So when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the preacher, he said, "Yes, just as long as I can get my dub." Who else is there at your church is going to show me that kind of love? But, yo, later that week, the reverend, he stopped by again. And the fiend said, man, we got church tonight? He said, nope, I want something for 10. But the fiend said, man, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes. But the rev said, man, I just want to taste it. I want to feel it just one more time. So the fiend ran around there. He saw the boys. Of course, he pinched them off some crumbs. But just like that, the rev shook his head like, man, you must think I'm dumb. But he smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. But if you think that it was over, the rev came back the very next day. But this time, he had some money. He had some ones and fives and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming, and he started steaming. So he invited over all his friends. Now, the preacher didn't like that the friends came over because they'd be in the street running their mouth. And it wouldn't be good at all if the Pastor A committee found out. But for months, they just did their thing. They smoked like it was going out of style. And then the fiend realized that he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. One day, he decided that he'd had enough. So he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take the sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father did answer his prayers. And just like he had started, it had now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev, he kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured that he would never get caught. And when he got busted and never again to be trusted, he said it was all the fiend's fault. But check this out. They done totally switched. The ex-fiend, he's now preaching the word. And the rev, he's still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, y'all, not just something that I've heard. And that's my favorite, y'all, the preacher and the dope fiend, man. Just one of my favorite stories, one of the stories that I wrote. And that's about it for me for today, fellas. Man, for y'all, I don't know what else to say. Nikki, you got one more that you want to share with everybody before we get out of here? We got like 4 or 5 minutes left.
Yeah, y'all remember old school, don't you? Old school music. Old school versus new school.
I remember the old school. Ain't nothing like the old school.
Yeah, ain't nothing like the old school music. These kids don't know nothing about music these days. All they got is jump man, and all that other stuff. I watched the BET Awards, and I ain't know half of the people that was on there. I feel so old. But this one is called Old School Rhythm and Blues. This still reminds me of some old school R&B style love. When your love told you how they felt before telling you what they wanted, like Love Train and Come On and Go With Me, just to see your smile. And I'm telling you that you're once, twice, three times a lady. Well, a woman felt good because she was her man's starship, where a man knew from his lady that if this world were hers, she would give him anything, where it was okay to just wait a while. Back then, it was nothing to say, baby, I truly adore you, or baby, let me be your angel. That's when couples used to hear a certain slow jam, then you hear a whisper in your ear that would get you in the mood to get in between the sheets and look into each other's eyes in unison and say, baby, come to me, my tender love, because tonight is the night and I want to get next to you. Oh, yeah. This takes me back to the good old days when you ask, how deep is your love? And it wasn't a right or wrong way to love me. You knew that it was just about to go down. New school has nothing on old school. Music back then had meaning. When you were mad, you listened to Get Off My Mountain and acted like you had no pain, no gain. And when you were happy and feeling good, you played Love and Happiness and For the Good Times.